Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Feltman. I'm back with the boys, Stephen J. Miles, Coach Bobby Terry, and of course we have Stanley Allen. An all new episode happening now. Let's go. Looking to upgrade your vehicle? Maybe extend the life of your car? Well, I have just the place for you. Taylor Sportation. Chris Taylor is a master mechanic. His shop specializes in brakes, tune-ups, struts, and many other auto services. Chris even provides on-site quotes for paint and detailing. Located at 2600 28th Street, Northeast Washington, D.C. You can contact Taylor Sportation at taylorsportation1213@gmail.com or by phone at 202-316-4010. Again, that email is taylorsportation1213@gmail.com or by phone at 202-316-4010. Taylor Sportation, servicing all vehicles. Service you can trust. Welcome everyone to an all new episode of Thick Ass Threes. I am your host, Cornell Felton. I'm here with Stanley Allen in the studio, and we got the world famous Coach Terry on the phone. Coach Terry, what's going on, baby?
Not much, you know. Just trying to stay out of lockdown. Service isn't very good down here in Woodbridge.
Service?
Yeah, I got bad connection down here in Woodbridge.
His cell phone.
How was team camp this past weekend?
Team camp. Played first game. Up by 10 with a minute 30, ended up holding on by one. Our team tried to give it away. Game two, we were down by 25 and ended up losing by seven. And then game three, we won in sudden death overtime.
Where were you? Where was the camp?
Hood College in Frederick, Maryland.
I know all about Hood.
Hood College.
When you play at Frederick, you know all about Hood. It was an all-girls school back then when I went.
Hood is the white, is the, not the white school, is the school right off the highway, right? You can see it
it's
on the
highway. It's pretty close off the highway. I don't know if you can
all
see
I
it.
All I know is it took me 2 hours to get home, so I am never going back again.
That was just bad traffic. 270 and 495 combined are not great.
Coach Terry, what else is happening in life? How's married life?
I'll give the same answer I give everyone else. I am not divorced yet, so we are going strong.
I'm going to leave that one there. Nope.
We have now certain rules where I have to cook dinner on Tuesdays and Thursdays to go along with my other chores. We have a joint bank account. You know, just I'm just doing what I'm told.
So you already have it figured out?
I guess.
Nice. I want to say, I know you and Stanley talked about this before we started going live, but thank you for my thank you card as well.
No, I appreciate it. I appreciate all the love everyone showed. My special day.
It was a very special day. Jennifer says thank you as well. I sent her a picture of it.
Perfect, perfect.
It was a good time. We had a good time. Stanley, what's going on with you? Catch us up.
Man, same old same. I'm back to work. Theater's popping again, I guess. We had a few sold out shows in there.
What's the best show that's been there so far?
Since I've been back?
Since you've been back during COVID. Is it? We can't say post COVID yet, right?
No, we're not. We're definitely not post COVID.
Okay, talk to the people.
Best show since I've been back is probably Ali Wong comedy. She sat for about 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I laughed pretty much the whole time. So when you have a comedian and you laugh on the second, third day, it's generally pretty funny.
I can dig that.
I'd have to say hers.
Very cool. Well, since we, you know, got everyone caught up, let's jump into this. Well, actually, let me tell you what I've been up to real quick. Coach Terry, you care, right?
Yeah, I know. You've been probably getting miles in.
Miles. I've been getting miles in. I did, 2 weeks ago, I did about 97 from Cumberland to Myersdale and then Redwood and back. And
that's impressive.
No one told me though that the rail trails east of the Mississippi, this is from Cumberland to Myersdale, is the highest incline, steepest incline. So it was about 25 miles straight uphill.
Yeah, I remember he came home crying like a baby. legs.
Hurts?
Do what?
Is it the hammies or the quads? What is burning the most?
All of it, dude. I had cramps in my calves. I had cramps in the back of my arms. You know that horseshoe that I got? I had cramps there. I had cramps in my lower back. And, you know, because I spent the night, it was a 2-day trek. I had about a 30-pound book bag on my back.
Did you get a flat tire on it?
And, Coach Terry, I rode about 30 miles on a flat tire, too.
Do you think that might be God telling you it's time to get off the bike?
He doesn't give you anything you can't handle, baby.
I don't know.
I can handle it.
I guess that's the thing. Bobby,
God told him when to get off that football field. When he got cracked, got up off that football field. That was God saying,
once again,
listen, son.
Exactly.
Yes.
Coach Terry, I don't want no problems. You know what I mean?
Right.
Cool.
You're living a healthy lifestyle.
All right, listen, let's jump into it. Tonight, we got Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Coach Terry, you are a fan of the Washington team.
Yes, if you can call us a team, yep.
Catch us up. How they doing? What's your record?
Our season's over, actually. Our season ended yesterday. I know everyone thinks it's like a 17-week season, but nope. The Washington football team, a.k.a. the Redskins.
Uh-oh, that's what we're doing? Is that what we're doing?
Our season actually ended yesterday.
Why is that?
So we turned all our uniforms in today. We're good. It's over. We're done.
White's one pile, maroons another pile?
He's being a bit optimistic.
It's not blacks. It's that burgundy and that gold.
Okay. I thought your season ended in week one when Fitzpatrick went down for seven weeks.
The problem is we have no quarterback. And if you don't have a quarterback, you got no chance. And then we have talent on the defense, and they are playing terrible. So then I think it becomes a coaching issue. Go ahead.
I thought before the season they said that the Washington football team had one of the best defenses coming into the league. This season.
That's from people that just look at the stats, and stats can be misleading. But if you actually watch them, they were never that dominant or impressive. And you got to take into consideration, last year we were playing Ben DiNucci. We were playing Cornell Felton at quarterback. Complete bums. and we got a bum at quarterback right now. I mean, Heineke, great guy. I like the story. He's a backup quarterback. So, I mean, we're not going anywhere. Our season's over. It's a wrap. Done.
Is the starting quarterback coming back? He had a hamstring, right? Is it a hamstring?
It doesn't matter. Bad hip. He got a bad hip. He's 38. He's old.
Listen, the hip's nothing to play with. I remember when I had a hip pointer in high school. You touched it every time I broke down. It's tough. And I pulled a hammy in the kickball championships a couple years ago.
Did you guys win, though?
Yeah, we won. I was the MVP. Oh.
With the pulled hammy? That's impressive.
No, I had...
He probably just kicked with the other leg.
do you guys refer to that as the hammy game? Or, I mean, what do we call that?
Coach Terry, relax. Stanley, what about them Cowboys? You got them Cowboys versus them Eagles tonight. What them Cowboys going to do?
They're going to come out victorious. They're going to show Jalen Hurts he's not ready yet. They're going to make that defense look bad. We're going to go out there and do some things with a limited roster. We've got some players out still. We got Gallup out, a wide receiver. We got, what's the guy? He tried to bribe the drug people.
Lyle Collins.
Yeah.
Collins. Who does that? Like, it's 2021, and it's the first time we're ever hearing of a player try to bribe the people who take the drug test.
Listen, they was on his back. You got to do what you got to do. Speaking of drugs, we'll get back to the Cowboys. What about your boy that's coming back?
Who's that? Randy Gregory?
No. Kansas City signed, potentially.
Kansas City
Josh
signed?
Josh Gordon.
They signed Josh Gordon?
Sure I don't know if it's official, but he sent out a tweet that said time to get back to work or something.
I know they're reinstating him.
Josh Gordon won me a fantasy football championship in 2013. It is now 2021. He is no good. But, that guy just... How many chances does one person get?
Apparently six.
All of them. He's a cat. He's got nine lives. They say he could be a game changer for the for Mahomes and them boys over there in Kansas City.
Yeah, but that's what they thought when he played with Seattle with Russell Wilson, and he was just a guy.
But he hasn't played like more than 5 games in the season, hasn't it? It's not been very good.
Yeah, do we want to wager that he plays more than 7 this year?
7?
Yeah.
In Kansas City?
There's after this week there's 14 games left.
Yeah, well, he'll play half the season.
Mm. Oh, okay. Well, I got a dollar gentleman's bet says he does not.
Yeah, can't go over a dollar. Yeah, I'll take that bet.
Cornell don't pay his bets up.
Oh, wow. I don't
take that bet.
Coach Terry, we'll take that dollar bet. We're going to get back to the Cowboys after this quick break. We'll be right back. Next Home Investment. Next Home is a family-owned real estate solutions company focused on providing homeowners in the DMV with solutions to all their concerns. Alan and Keisha Smothers will help you in all situations from divorce, foreclosure, death of a family member, and so much more. Their goal is to provide a win-win real estate solution experience. They provide cash offers and quick closing. That's Next Home Investment. You can find them online at nexthomeinvestment.net or give them a call at 202-802-0642. Next Home Investment. Welcome back. You guys have been listening to Thick as Threes. We got Coach Terry on the phone, Stanley and I here in studio talking NFL football. We talked about the Washington sports team that are no good. And Stanley started talking about the Dallas Cowboys. Stanley, finish what you were saying?
Nothing. I was just saying that they got a lot of
Okay, let's get to the most exciting team in the NFL.
Who are we talking about?
The Arizona Cardinals.
Little guy is crushing.
Do we need to say anything else?
Most exciting?
I mean, it's a consistent consensus on ESPN and Mad Dog Radio on Sirius XM that we are.
Yeah.
The Coach Terry.
Yes.
Do you agree or disagree with the most exciting team?
I would actually agree with that.
Thank you. See, Coach Terry, he knows what we're talking about now.
You're up there, but you know the Rams are fun to watch.
The Rams are fun to watch. We got the Rams next week.
The Raiders are fun to watch.
They're undefeated too?
No, but they are undefeated.
Yeah, yeah.
And how about the Ravens and Lamar Jackson beating the Chiefs at the last minute?
They cheated.
It
was after the clock.
No, that was last game. That was with the 66. You talking about the 66?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that was last game. That was the Lions. But they beat the Chiefs on a fourth down conversion.
No, I'm talking about the 66. They cheated.
But Lamar Jackson is exciting.
He
makes them fun to watch.
He's very good. He's very fun to watch. But we're talking about the elites. We're talking about teams that are undefeated right now. Elites. In the category of elite. If you're 3-0,
are we talking about the teams most exciting to watch, or are we talking about the undefeated teams?
Both.
That's where you lost me.
Both.
That's where you lost
me. Coach Terry.
Lamar Jackson's stat that I did not realize is that he has only 2 career games over 300 yards passing.
He's active.
He still can't pass.
His feet are active in that pocket. He ain't got a lot of time to hang out.
You know what he can do, though, Bobby? He can win.
He can run.
He can win.
Would the Washington football team take him?
Yes, absolutely.
What about Cam?
No.
No. Cam's done.
Cam's a wrap.
My season's over. We don't need to talk about my team. They took the jerseys. It's over. It's a wrap.
Yeah. I was watching a sports show, and they said that they should change the name from quarterback to playmaker, because you don't have to air the ball out. You got to make plays. And I totally agree with that. Playmakers win games.
Cornell, being the diehard Cardinals fan you are, for the most exciting team in the NFL.
Okay, here's Bobby putting me on the spot. I already know where this is going. Go.
Who are your top 3 players on the Cardinals this year?
See what I mean? I knew where this was going.
All
right. Come on, man. We got DeAndre.
Okay.
Murray, the most exciting.
Okay.
Come on, man. You know I know my team.
All right.
Who's the third?
We got Green, wide receiver.
Wow. Okay.
We got Kurt. We got our punter. I mean, our field goal kicker. What's his name, Stan? It starts with a P.
Punter?
I mean, our field goal kicker. He's legit.
Is he? He's that exciting to watch?
Speaking of your field goal kicker, you guys actually attempted to set the record before the 66-yarder. Did you see that?
Thank you. That's because we don't hold back. We get after it.
How'd that work out for you?
Don't worry about it, 3-0.
No, I'm just saying that play.
3-0?
You didn't hold back, but they ran it back.
Which was another record, right?
9 yards. Touch that.
What about the refs? You see they're trying to cheat us too?
I mean, the refs have been terrible in a lot of games this year.
We need to get Sarah on the phone to talk about Green Bay, but what about that hit? Did you think that was targeting?
I mean, yeah. I don't understand. He clearly had a concussion. How was he able to come back in, Davante Adams?
How was he able to come back in, and how was he also able to catch the next, like, three balls?
He's different. Again, most people would have been out of there, man.
Just double him.
Concussion or no, most people would have been out of there.
I'd left. I'd have walked out easy. Yeah,
and you got a rock hit.
I would have got up out of there.
Indeed.
Okay, let's get up out of here. This has been fun. We just want to get back on here to let the people know we're still around, thick as three, still strong as ever. Coach Terry, before we go, you got Dallas or you got the Eagles tonight?
I am going to take Dallas, giving the points. I will give 3.
Dallas by 3.
Eagles. I had a wise man tell me to give 14, but I'm not that bold.
Stanley, we know who you're picking, but why?
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 Because it's Dak's first game back. That's right.
Wait a minute.
In Dallas, at home, in the stadium.
Okay.
He's going to go out there and show out.
Show out.
That's right.
Okay. Since Steve is not here, we couldn't get Miles. He's still at work. I'm going to go with the Eagles just because of solidarity. That's my guy. Because
you're a hater.
Birds, that bird life, your birds stick together.
Whatever.
You know, we rode together in high school. What's the ride together, die together?
Ride together, die together, ride or die. I don't know.
I don't know. Something like that. Will Smith and them. You know what I mean. Coach Terry.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for getting on the phone with us. Any last words from you?
Yeah, can't wait for football season next year. Really looking forward to it.
Coach Terry, it's been fun. You guys have been listening to Thick Ass Threes. Follow us on Instagram and on Twitter. Once again, I am your host. And we'll see you next time. Peace.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, everyone. This is Corner, your host of Thick As Threes. I just want to say thank you for bearing with us and being faithful fans of the show. We're going to try our best to be around more frequently during football season. There's plenty to talk about, so hopefully we get some more shows in. Also want to apologize. Steve called right as we were ending the show, so we definitely will have to make some time for Steve Miles and his opinions, because I'm sure you guys love those and miss Steve's honest opinions. What you're going to hear next is Stanley just having some fun as we were preparing for the show before Bobby called in. Stanley did a little bit of a freestyle. We both did one, but mine wasn't any good, so I didn't record it. So I caught Stanley. I'm not sure he knows if I'm going to post this or not, but oh well. What can you do? Hope you enjoy it. See you guys soon. Peace.
I'm swift. I'm quick. I come with it off the top. I'm the cream of the crop. Give me my props. That nigga Cornell over here making lame raps. We don't do that shit. Nigga, that's whack. We need some tight shit. Some shit that'll flow. You know what I'm talking about. This shit's on the go.